hadn't saw my need, if I hadn't hit my knees, if I hadn't let him in my heart that day, he would have made the sacrifice, he would have paid that awful price. I know he would have loved me anyway. He would have loved me, he would have cared, he would have all my sins and sorrows shared. If I had heard his tender voice and turned away, he would have loved me anyway. And when I reach that blessed place, I see him face to face and thank him for the blood he shed for me. On Calvary, dark and cold, he died to save my soul. He'd have done the same if I were the only one. He would have loved me, he would have cared, he would have all my sins and sorrows shared. If I had heard his tender voice and turned away, he would have loved me anyway. I can hear him calling still, saying, whosoever will, lay down your load and let me enter in. All my blessings lay in store. Is he knocking at your door? In spite of sin, he loved you anyway. He would have loved me, he would have cared, he would have all my sins and sorrows shared. If I had heard his tender voice and turned away, he would have loved me.
That was The Churchman, and He Would Have Loved Me Anyway. And that's our first song today here on Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg. And for the next 3 hours, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in bluegrass gospel music. So let's get back into the music now with this one from Deeper Shade of Blue. It's called I Just Steal Away and Pray. You're listening to Bluegrass Gospel.
Every day when I'm burdened down steal away, and I ask my blessed Lord to lead the way. I just steal away, I just steal away, I just steal away somewhere and pray. I just steal away somewhere.
That was Deeper Shade of Blue with their hit song, I Just Steal Away and Pray. The next song is about what it was like, perhaps, for the soldiers on D-Day, back at the beginning of World War II for the United States. This is a song by a group called Chosen Road, and it's called Blood-Stained Bible.
It's 1944, storming up Normandy's shore. A soldier on a mission with a Bible on the battleground. White-knuckled with guns in her hands, some never even made it to the sand. Baptized in bloody water while the fire was raining down. Just turned 33. I got a wife and a youngin' in the flock back in Alabama. God called me to do what's right. Uncle Sam called me to fight. I'd hold them till they're gone while the soul slipped through my hands. I turn these pages covered in red. It's my job to tell them what the good book says. In the army of the Lord, I'm a soldier's disciple, armed with the cross and a blood-stained Bible. As the bullets fly, you can smell that angel of death as the dying draw their last breath. I read Psalm 23 as the life goes from their eyes. I turn these pages covered in red. It's my job to tell them what the good book says. In the army of the Lord, I'm a soldier's disciple, armed with a cross and a blood-stained Bible.
That was Blood-Stained Bible by Chosen Road. Have you ever thought sometimes, I'm just not the kind of Christian I ought to be? Well, maybe this song will help you a little bit. Coming up next, Terry Baucom's Dukes of Drive and Even Somebody Like Me.
Everybody knows taken and the battles that I fought deep inside. After years of pounding on doors that wouldn't open, I'm so glad I finally found the key. In his message of forgiveness and the promise of salvation for even somebody like me. Even somebody like me. Even somebody like me. He's prepared a place in eternity for even somebody like me. Song, he takes me as I am. All I need to do is keep the faith and do his work and try to do the best that I can. I never have to bargain or act like someone else. Well, I'm so glad that I can finally see. Somebody like me. He's prepared a place in eternity for even somebody like me. Even somebody like me. Even somebody like me. He's prepared a place in eternity. Somebody like me.
Even somebody like me. That was Terry Balcom's Dukes of Drive. Up next on Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg, a song by the Grascals. That's right, Grascals, G-R-A-S-C-A-L-S, and their song, I've Been Redeemed.
Like a thief in the night, our Lord, he will come. The ransom's been paid, and the victory's been blood's cleansing power, in glory I'll be, praising my Savior, in his choir I'll sing. praise you, Lord. I've been redeemed, 'cause I praise you, Lord. I've been redeemed.
Max Licato here with a word regarding the beginning. In the beginning, the Bible begins. Well, in the beginning, how did it all start? Can you picture God placing one scoop of clay upon another until a form lay lifeless on the ground, and then the Almighty reached within Himself and removed something yet unseen, and He placed within that one being the seed of choice? You see, within man, God placed the seed of choice, something of Himself. The Creator had fashioned not an animal, but rather another Creator. And this one who He chose to love would have the option to choose to love God. And now you and I have an individual choice to make, because that's the seed God placed within us. Choice, this privilege of choosing to be like God in choosing to love God.
Thief in the night, the whole world will bow down at the sight. Choose black or choose white, choose wrong or choose right, brother, don't be left behind. You won't know the time or the hour. He'll display astonishing power. Be weak or be strong, be right or be wrong, but don't leave Him hanging too long. If not for the blood of the cross, your soul will forever be lost. So before it's too late, it's your choice to make. Just don't leave Him hanging too long. Cling to sin or atone, stay here or go home, but don't leave Him hanging too long. If not for the blood of the cross, your soul will forever be lost. So before it's too late, it's your choice to make. Just don't leave Him hanging too long. Be ready, be late, be lost or be saved. Just don't leave Him hanging too long. Just don't leave Him hanging too long.
That was a song entitled Don't Leave Him Hanging, and that was by the Krill Brothers. Well, we're going to pick up the pace for this next song, which is kind of an unusual song. We all know who Billy Graham was. Well, this is about another fellow who became a great evangelist, but he was called Hillbilly Graham. And this is by the Farmhands. Listen to it.
Hillbilly He was saved when he was seven. By 17 he'd been called to preach. From the hills of Carolina, his field was wide with many souls to reach. No formal education or preaching school to help him with his call. Just a solid faith in Jesus and a Bible in his front bib overalls. He lived alone in the mountains, never had no running water or TV. But you could hear him on the front porch picking guitar, singing Closer Walk With Thee. He was a crack shot with a rifle and the best tractor mechanic in the land. But he could sure preach you a sermon just as good as any highbrow preacher man. We called him Hillbilly Graham, missionary to the mountain crowd. His walk was straight and narrow like the road behind the tractor where he plowed. Dress up like some others he'd seen on Sunday morning worshiping. But old Hillbilly Graham knew what's in his heart means everything. Church board called a meeting, told Hillbilly you should be ashamed. Talking about Jesus when you look like you've been left out in the rain. You need to clean up your appearance, take a little pride in who you are. Lose those faded overalls, the ball cap, and that beat up old guitar. Hillbilly kicked his chair back, looked those fancy church folks in the eye. Said, can you show me in the scripture where it tells me thou shalt wear a suit and tie? But the good book talks of judging other folks when they don't look the way you do. But don't worry, when I'm talking to the Lord, I'll put in a word for you. Called him Hillbilly Graham, missionary to the mountain crowd. His walk was straight and narrow like the road behind the tractor where he plowed. He didn't dress up like some others he'd see on Sunday morning worshiping. But old Hillbilly Graham knew what's in his heart means everything. Hillbilly Graham knew what's in his heart means everything.
That was the Farmhands with their song Hillbilly Graham. Well, our next song is by the King James Boys, and it's about those who will be left behind when Jesus comes. And so let's just listen to it. King James Boys and Was Nots.
Well, the Bible tells about that great happy day when God will call his bride away. There'll be two in the fields, one will be gone, two on the housetop, one left alone. We've heard of Elijah, how by God's power he left this world in a chariot of fire, and how that old Enoch walked with God, and the Bible says he was, and then he was not. Well, we got astronauts, and they've got cosmonauts, and there are pilots that will fly far beyond the blue, with a countdown to start on the master's clock, guessing on that signs of rockets in the sky. We don't need no airplanes, we'll take a plane air ride. Well, the phones will be ringing off the wall. Find that missing person down at City Hall. This whole world will be trembling in a state of shock. Looking everywhere for all us was not.
Well, we got astronauts and they've got cosmonauts, and there are pilots that will fly far beyond the blue. Where the countdown is starting on the master's clock, as on that at morning Ruby was not. Well, we got astronauts and they've got cosmonauts, and there are pilots that will fly far beyond the blue. Where the countdown is starting on the master's clock, guessing on that happy morning really was not.
The King James Boys with the song Was Nots. Now we listen to a former number one song on the charts of bluegrass gospel music. It's by Peter Rowan. It's called A Crown He Wore.
You're listening to Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg, a radio ministry of Gospel Time Ministries, Incorporated. We depend upon your prayers and financial help to stay on the air and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help, write to Bluegrass Gospel, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. That's Box 68, and the zip is 62815. Write to us today.
In the land, my clothes are all rags and there's dirt on my hands. Among all the great, I'm unfit to be seen. But still, every day I speak with the King. My face is from the falls that I take, and try as I might, I can't wash it away. So that one such as I could speak with the King. Wonder of wonders, glorious grace, that even the lowest can enter that place. The weakest of
was by the Snyder Family Band, their song entitled The King. Up next on Bluegrass Gospel, the Easter Brothers and the Lost Sheep.
That I love so well, all through the green pastures with Jesus I'll dwell. Beside the still waters my Lord leadeth me. Down
watches his sheep.
I was lost out in the wilderness, and I could not find my way. I had drifted from the others, a lost sheep gone astray. The shepherd knew I was missing, for my face he didn't see. And he left the 99, came searching for me. All alone and weary, in some far-off troubled land, crying out for mercy, holding up feeble hand. Knowing I was doomed forever, till the shepherd heard my plea. When he left the 99 and came searching for me, he lifted me from darkness, a shelter from all harm. At last I knew I was safely back in my shepherd's home. When my trials here are over and my journey is complete, and I'm safely home with Jesus, back in my shepherd's keep, I will praise him forever throughout eternity for leaving the 99 and come searching for me.
Down in the green valley that I love so well, all through the green pastures with Jesus I'll dwell. Beside the still waters my Lord leadeth me. Down in the green valley he watches his sheep.
The Easter Brothers there with their song, The Lost Sheep. I have had many people tell me they really enjoy the old hymns that I play here on Bluegrass Gospel and all my other program I do as well, Gospel Time. So I'm going to play one for you now. Let's listen to The Old Rugged Cross, done for us by Cody Schuler.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
In that old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. For the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and rebellion
understand you were a witness to the accident.
Well, I'm not good at describing things, but I was standing here looking in the general direction when it happened, but that's about all.
Well, for the police record, you want to tell me what happened?
I don't really think I should.
I'm sorry? Why not?
It's that there's a lot I just don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, like their names. I don't have any idea of the names of anyone driving. I don't know where they came from or where they were going, what they were thinking or what they were looking at. Don't ask me. I don't know.
Often we forget that a witness only needs to say what he knows.
Can you just tell me what you saw when the accident happened?
Okay, well, the white car ran the red light and rammed into the blue car. That's all I know. I wish I could tell you more, but that's all I got.
That'll do fine, sir.
The Bible tells Christians, if anybody asks why you believe as you do, be ready to tell him. If people ask, say what you know. That's all that is required of a good witness. A message from Lifeline Productions.
One day a mother went to a
That was a touching little song there from Amy Ladd and Friends. Just in case you didn't get the drift of that song, it's about a lady who has a son in prison, and she goes to see him, and she gives him a smile. No condemnation, no, you shouldn't have done that, and all that. So maybe that's a good teaching for some of you ladies out there. Maybe you've got a wayward son, maybe a wayward daughter. And they think perhaps you don't love them anymore. Maybe you need to do something about that. Again, that was Amy Ladd and Friends and The Sweetest Gift. Up next on Bluegrass Gospel, Balsam Range and their song, The Touch.
In a small town many years ago, a man beckoned Jesus to his house would he go? For his daughter was sickly and dying she lay, and Jesus soon made his way. Have you drank from the well that will never run dry? He will heal the sickness of sin in your soul, and by faith he will make you whole. Another woman who lived in the same little town, all her life had been sick, to her bed had been bound. Then she heard that Jesus was coming today, so she slowly made her way. She pressed through the crowd, and then she saw him, the one who would take away all of her sins. And then she reached out and touched him, and he turned to see, and he said, "Who has touched me?" Have you ever touched Jesus? Have you drank from the well that will never run dry? He will heal the sickness of sin in your soul, and by faith he will make you whole. Won't you reach out and touch Jesus? Will you drink from the well that will never run dry? He will heal the sickness of sin in your soul, and by faith he will make you whole.
That was Balsam Range and their song, The Touch. Now here's one from a group called the Rigneys, R-I-G-N-E-Y-S, Rigneys. And the name of the song, The Greater God's Love Will Shine.
Thank you. got troubles, when you are hurting, just open your heart to His light, and the greater God's love will shine. The more love you need, the more He will give. Darkest hour, that's when you will find the greater God's love will shine.
Greater God's Love Will Shine. That was by the Rigneys. Well, our time for hour number one of Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg is about to expire. But before we finish out this hour, I would like to encourage you to call some friends and neighbors on the phone and encourage them to tune in. When we get ready to play hour number two, they'll be tuned in. So tell them where they can find it on the radio dial. Also, I'd like to encourage you to send a little note to the radio station thanking them for putting Bluegrass Gospel on the air, and I'd appreciate getting a note from you as well. Maybe you can include a little donation to help us cover our expenses. My mailing address is Bluegrass Gospel, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Okay, to take us up now to the top of the hour, finishing out this hour, let's listen to some instrumental bluegrass gospel music. But don't go away. I'll be back very shortly with hour number two of Bluegrass Gospel.